Greg, good morning.
Morning, Tess.
Now, currently female representation of full-time firefighters is only 4.5%, as I said before. Why do you think this might be the case?
Well, look, there's a number of reasons, and the big one, the images in the community. So most people think of firefighters, they think of big, strong men. Now, my little grandson, when I read to him, I've tried to find books about firefighters, not a woman in sight. Hollywood movies, Backdraft, Towering Inferno, it's all about men. And for 31 years, women have been on the front line of full-time fire services worldwide, probably more than that in America. But just these prevailing images. So what we find is lots of women don't even give firefighting a second thought as a career choice.
Now, the recently announced pledge for parity, how does this pledge aim to disprove the notion that firefighting is a man's job?
Well, look, last year we made a concerted effort in marketing firefighting as a career for women. We had a 40% increase in the number of applicants, and we could have filled every available firefighting position just with women. But the facts of it are, through sheer numbers, it's about eight men to every two women who apply, so 80% are men. Through just sheer numbers, you don't have to be a mathematician to work out that that's how they come through at the end. Now, interestingly, if we turned our recruiting process around and had the interview first, our classes would be probably 60 to 70% women because they outperform the men at that stage. So it's really not an indication of the calibre of women who are applying and their ability to do the job. So we'll be doing a few things. We'll be marketing very strongly to sporting associations, gyms, the armed services, police, places like that, where there's women who are physically able to do the job, because it is a tough job and we're not going to drop the standards. And try and increase the number of applicants, but we'll have two applicant pools, a male pool and a female pool, and they'll advance through and we'll choose equal numbers from those two pools.
What effects might more female representation have on the firefighting force as a whole?
Look, I've travelled widely around the world. 1995, I had a Churchill Fellowship for 3 months, and I was with fire services in England, France, Spain, Canada, and the US. And women have transformed the fire services. Not only, well, innovation, just different ideas about how to approach different sorts of problems, but the culture and the organisations. It was, when I joined 38 years ago, for 6 years before that I was a volunteer, was very, very blokey. And we actually went through a period several years ago where there were revelations about bullying, harassment, initiation ceremonies in our past. Not a very nice thing at all. Things that definitely happened. And some investigations into that found that when women joined the fire service in the mid-80s, that all stopped. So it's has a really good effect on organisational culture and communication.
You've said you aim to achieve a 50-50 ratio with this upcoming campaign. How important is equity in the recruitment process?
Look, it's now, what's equity? Now, people saying, well, is it about equality or equity? And equality is just saying, well, look, you're able to apply. Equity is saying, look, some people have been disadvantaged and we are going to assist you, but not by dropping the standards. And I said before, for example, if we change the stages of recruitment, women would do better than men. So we're not going to do that. We're just going to make it an even playing field. So, as I said, coming up through two recruitment pools so that we get equal numbers. Over time, what's happened in overseas when things like this have been done is more and more women will see other women on fire trucks and go, wow, never thought of that. You know, I'm going to give it a go. And then we won't have to do anything in time to come. The other thing we're doing is we realise little boys and girls make their career choices when they're very young, when they're in primary school and early years of high school. So we're going to get to the school kids, have programs for school girls as well as school boys, but to say, hey, here's a career choice for you later on. so that we really change the community understanding of who a firefighter is.
Well, it is a really brilliant initiative, Greg. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Great pleasure.